Welcome, everybody. Foolish and non-foolish people. I hand the mic over to Armin. I'm Jean-Paul from Zurich, Switzerland, and I'm co-leading the workshop with Armin, together with Armin. And we have a clear-cut role separation. Armin is responsible for the structure. And his question is, what is left? So one what is left is, for example, that you look inside yourself, am I curious about? So the title of our workshop is Sociocracy and Self-Management. But it's more about decision-making. So, and as I said in my in our elevator pitch, it's about what am I curious about to find out about self-management and decision-making. What brought me here? This is the basic question. And for the structure, is Armin here? Welcome.
Welcome, Jean-Paul. Welcome. That was the introduction for his workshop. The introduction for my workshop is almost the same. But in my workshop, there's a challenge from the beginning. There's a question. Who is familiar with integral approach or spiral dynamics? Please raise your hand. Who is not? Wow, we have three experts, because this afternoon, please forget everything you know about spiral dynamics, integral approach, stages, everything. Because one of the goals, I don't know if you would agree with that goal, is the beauty of simplexity. How can we embrace complexity with a team that is not informed, by the model, is not trained, has no idea about spiral dynamics, and implement processes so that the whole organization can change without explicitly training the model? And if you succeed to forget everything, we will ask you by the end whether or not you think this could function. And since this is the first time that we do a workshop together, we are very curious to find out how it will develop. Now I'm responsible for the structure. So when you heard about the two workshops that we are trying to present, again, back to the question. Now, knowing that you don't have any idea about integral or spiral dynamics or TEAL, suppose this workshop is helpful in any way, even though. How could it be helpful for your purpose, your work, field of work, what we are doing in the next 54 minutes? And please memorize the question, because there's a second very important instruction. With the exception of the last row, you should have some post-it in your hands. We're trying to walk the talk this afternoon, and sometimes we walk our talk, and we will walk our talk, and you will walk your talk. So that's the goal. And for that, we implement a flow tuning process throughout the next, throughout our presentation or workshop. And every idea, what popped up in your mind now with the question, please put a single idea on one of the post-its. And can you hold the microphone? Yeah, sure. This is we have magic this afternoon. Not a triangle, I would say this is something else, but this is magic for the flow process. If you're not familiar with flow processing of large groups, this would be the idea. The key is that you mark something like this on every post-it. This is very important.
It's a quadrant.
A square.
In it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is the tool, because as soon as you've written one of your ideas for yourself, you can stand up and walk to the flow. Sorry. And you put it here in the in section. So we are collecting for the next couple of minutes your ideas, your wishes, your expectations, your best hopes for the next 50 minutes. And we'll try to help you move your own post-it into the section of process. When you feel, yes, Jean-Paul and I are covering your expectations, your topic, you put it into the process region, and there's the first diagonal coming in. When you think, my question is solved, I could leave now, then you put it in the output, and the second diagonal comes in. So we have a monitor of a flowing process of all participants who try to be part of the design of this afternoon in our workshop. Is that clear enough for now? So safe enough to try. So go ahead. You have 5 minutes. Afterwards, we will start with something else. Felt pens are over there. Maybe there's a reason why you are here in this workshop. Maybe you are here because there are other workshops. So pretend that there is a reason for being here right now. And what is this reason? What makes you curious about what we are going to present? What are your hopes? What would be helpful for your professional environment? And we are not going to theorize. This is experiential workshop.
Could you repeat the question again? The question, let me see. It's about...
Whenever later on something pops up, just grab a post-it and put it on the wall. So we already see it will be impossible to have all of the post-its in the out section. So we will do our best, and we expect that you will do your best in order to make it a successful workshop. Thank you.
Okay, so maybe it's a good idea when we stop here with the post-its and invite you to grab your chair as you know it and take it silently to the walls. Now comes the magic triangle, and there are three sheets on lying on the ground, and Armin will explain what it is about.
Okay, so this is a kind of a basic constellation work, and you are invited now. Did you clear your memory? You have no idea. This is a global positioning system for various questions, and you have symbols. Here it's a nod, there's a tree, and here are two hands. Afterwards I'm going to ask a question, and you're invited to decide which one of these three suits you best. And I know you're human beings who are able to differentiate in enormous ways and levels. Not for the next 10 minutes. It's only three options, one of these three corners of the triangle. Is that okay? So the first question would be... what shall we take? You, as a learner, think back in your life to the last moment where you had a significant moment of learning. Like, now. You had someone? Okay. How were the circumstances of your learning? Was it a master teaching you? Did you pick up a tradition and continue a tradition? Did you follow a book, a manual, in order to learn? Then please stand here. Did you just have this idea of something that you like to learn, and you went on a journey that with more or less success, but you on your own tried it and you were so proud that you found out how it functions? Then the tree is the place to go. When this learning happened in a group, while exchanging and connecting to other people, and having insights and sharing emotions and feelings, and exploring on that, then the two hands is the right place to stand. And it's not possible that everyone stands here on the poster. Just get near to the to one of the posters now, please.
I would allow.
No.
I'm sorry.
You can have a post workshop, but not now. So thank you very much. Is it astonishing in any way? No. Okay. No. Celebrating diversity, isn't it? Without evaluating. It's okay to stand here, is it? I'm really astonished that you stand here, but no. Now, let's change the question. It's the calibrating phase of the positioning system. It's like when your iPhone has to rotate to know where north is. So the second calibrating question is cooking. Suppose you cook, even all human beings can from time to time cook. How do you cook? Are you cooking recipes that your grandmother already cooked? Are you following the book? Are you having a look at the refrigerator and your iPad is open, and with what is there, you will improvise? And it's quite funny sometimes that, but you did it in your own way. No risk, no fun. You do it that way. Then here is the right place. When cooking is an experience that is only complete when there's a group of people together and everyone brings something and you have some kind of potluck, then this corner is the right way. Maybe you change, maybe you stay. Okay. Somehow really impressive because, Generation Y expanded. Is it okay if you belong to the expanded Generation Y? Okay. Let's say the last question for calibrating the system is, think about your next holidays. Do you need instruction or can this just displace and find your place? So, I know, this little house in the mountain we go every year, and I know it, and it's so comfortable. My parents already went there every holiday, and I'm looking forward to go there. Where I always went. This is more for the bungee jumpers, the river rafters, no planning, just improvising. Well, booking.com, something like that. Just have an adventure. It doesn't matter where, it matters with whom. Okay, do you have the idea of the positioning system now? And very clearly, if you are allowed to position yourself, you would maybe choose the center because you would like to embrace all of these poles, or rather between. Okay, but for now, it was just radical decision to choose one. Now we go into questions that matter for organizations. Maybe you work in an organization, maybe you lead an organization, maybe you work with organizations, and if none of this applies, you are a team. How do you lead your inner team? When it comes to appreciation, what is the meaning of appreciation where you work or where you are influenced by the organization? Is appreciation something a superior says to you, well done, fulfilled, no mistakes? Yes, not you. Not you. The superior just tells you. Hierarchical. Power. Structure. Structural power to evaluate what you are doing. Well done. And maybe. But that's it. Okay. Appreciation here would mean you have some poster with the team member of the week, some numbers or a chart, and you will get a bonus. That's appreciation. Appreciation over here, well, maybe you won't move as much, is heartfelt connection and appreciation in the meaning of open heart connection to you, and you get a feedback that you are really supporting the organization.
And the customers, maybe.
Maybe. And please stand there where it is, not where you would wish it would be. Okay. Do you like standing there?
No.
Oh, interesting. And did you quit as well?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, maybe after this workshop. There are people knowing about depreciation. So, and now we go into the question of how are decisions made. And maybe you already know what my instructions will be. Shall I do it anyway? Okay. Decision making, what a question. I know what is right as a head of an institution, of an organization, and you follow. You do it. And if not, sorry, there will be consequences. Decision-making can be a dynamic process guided by goals and revenues and numbers, maybe a team. Finally, there's still a CEO deciding, but others are involved in the decision-making process. The people involved are the ones that perform best. Flexible hierarchy. Maybe you will stay there. I hope not, because maybe there's a flight impulse. Decisions are not made. We sit in circles with a bunch of flowers in the middle, and we talk and talk and talk and talk. Now you are allowed to find a position anywhere in between. You are allowed to position yourself specifically in between. Well, the organization you had in mind when you positioned yourself. You are not.
I'm not an organization, so.
When you're working with one.
That was different organizations.
Okay. Now, for the next twice 1 minute. Turn to one person that is near to you and find out the similarities, why you are standing where you stand. And before you start, where is my assistant? Would you hold the microphone for me, please? Oh, it's not supposed that you're working. Yeah, no, it's the virtual tool. You know the Tibetan... this is a tool from chaos theory. Imagine there's something like a bowl, and I gently make some sound. It's not enough if you just take the sound. You make the movement as well. Very nice, very nice. And the rule is this, thank you. Whenever someone in the room starts making this, and you see that, you start, giving hints to other people and making this. With that number of people, I would say within 15 seconds, we have focused attention when everyone is part of the solution. So, you see what it is about, why it is chaos theory? It's not a traffic light. It's an invitation to take responsibility, each and every one of us. And not only the two of us, everyone in the room is allowed. If you need a break and you have an urgent question or panic or anything else, please sound. Okay? Now turn to the person and exchange. 1 minute. Yes. Bling! 1 minute. Please change the roles. Thank you. Thank you very much. Beautiful, beautiful. But maybe there's some space for improvement. It was about 25 seconds. So for an integral group, I would say less than 10 would be appropriate. We will hand them the microphone and they will manage. So that is, maybe you realize it, that is one of the first exercises that can change the awareness of what is happening in an organization. Because I never encountered an organization where people didn't want appreciation, but they didn't clarify what it is. And the management has an idea what appreciation is. And if it differs from what appreciation is when I receive it, then everyone is frustrated at the end. So, and now you can reinstall your operating system for a bit. And you see and realize if we are speaking about levels and we think we are aware of second tier. In everyday life, it's not bad, not good, but elements of our person, of personality, is spread all over this triangle. And maybe to be open for what comes or what we stand for, we needed within here something like a ladder and the next stage, the third dimension. We don't have the third dimension. And I think it's not necessary. Not necessary to talk about the third dimension. It's sufficient enough to make people realize every element matters. That's our first message. I have a... Yes, sometimes I can't... Is it okay to have an idea? Maybe it's a dangerous idea that came in my mind earlier this morning. People, my good friend Jean-Paul, works with the notion of purpose. And just to make the short exercise, where is purpose? From your perspective right now, if you think it's a second-tier purpose, you stand in the middle. If it's really in incarnation, purpose is second-tier, teal. Mm-hmm. Then you stand in the middle, in the center of the room. When purpose is, you might be in a position that you find, Jesus told me to do what I do. Or my parents told me what the meaning of life is. And I will do that. Or, you know, the X7 BMW SUV, that's my purpose. Because I'm worth it. I am worth it. That's my purpose. Okay.
Okay, it was an idea. I have another idea. Can I share it? I have here. Yes, and I have all post-its over there. Okay. And I had a look at these post-its. And there's a lot of people who want to have very concrete questions about sociocracy. And I'm glad that you are the expert for that. And the other part is we promised also to give some insights into a self-managing matrix. And maybe you're already enough enriched or depressed or whatever to reflect on what was happening so far. So maybe my idea is actually to split the group into those who have more interest in self-management and those who have more interest in sociocracy, and just to focus on these two topics we had promised, and see what comes out in 23 minutes.
I think it's worth it clarifying the meaning of words, because we are nodding. Green. Yeah, I lift the... it's the green part. Tends to speak of respect. And you can have people nodding their heads when it comes to respect on the red level. Because, yo, man, he has to know I beat him when he looks like this. Okay, respect, man. It's different. When we don't know what the meaning for a person is, that's why we chose symbols beyond words. If you use words, be sure that there's a clarifying process be done in an organization. You can have core value process with this triangle and shift out all the values that are not, where not everybody stands at the same corner. If I say tradition, it will be clear, everyone will be here. So if I say harmony, everyone will be there. So these would have been two values that almost all of us would have agreed on. So maybe you like to use the tool with people who are not aware of the model, but who can get in contact with the quality of acknowledging different levels and diversity.
So, is that okay? Yes, indeed. There is one here. So, we can split the group, and I can surely fulfill. This is get in contact with JP, that's me. So, whoever wrote this one, you can contact me anytime. Tell a little bit and try to answer your questions about this matrix of self-management, and it's a very simple one, and that's maybe also already part of the answer of simplexity. It's very simple matrix, but it gets very complex if you use it, so it and. There are some questions about your school, people who are interested in your school. So Armin is here too, but he will tell about Armenian sociocracy.
So you make a workshop about it?
No.
You're not simultaneously speaking
here.
Yes. Okay. So, who gets the mic? Ah. Sociocracy.
I present for speakers. Which who want microphone? It will be recorded.
Can you turn off the speaker? Well, that would not be helpful. Can you turn off the speaker?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do.
Talk to the microphone. What is this?
someone speak, please speak the microphone next to
okay.
Even if it's not hearing because of our recording.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Don't follow your seat at time. How much time have we got?
15 minutes.
Let's simplify. Okay, so if there would be only one tool to introduce something like sociocracy, it would be the very decision-making process of not have a democratic vote. Please show your hands. Not yes or no, but the question, you may be already familiar with it, is it good enough for now? Am I informed? And is it good enough for now? And is it safe enough to try? Good enough for now, safe enough to try. And with only this question, you open up the space for change. You said yes is different than I said it's good enough for now. It can be different tomorrow because the world changes. Well, the first step is when you change an organization, maybe you say, just instead of there's a new idea coming from marketing, without speaking about new models of organization, just the process of finding an answer in the field is it, are you informed now? Do you have any objections? Just as the role or person you are role and person at the same time in an organization that is not holocratic or sociocratic. You think, as the person you always were within the organization, it's already the first change, and it's a dramatic change. If you don't have any other tools, this would be the tool to apply. And it changes. And if it is implemented, it can become easier, because you see it's a dynamic process, and you can come back to a decision. Everyone has the right to come back to a decision. And even though you, in the consent process, it is everyone speaking up. It's not just nodding or raising a hand. And I don't know within the organizations you work with, but at the end of a long team meeting and there's one, two decisions to be made. Can we just have a look? It's about in 2 weeks we have a meeting, and who is... okay. And then you have people going, huh? What did we just decide upon? Not knowing what, because you are not present, fully present. Yes. The microphone will hear it, or whether or not you will hear it, I'll try. Okay. So the separation of role and person is for me a next step. And I prefer Sociocracy 3.0. You will find a lot of material. It's very helpful, and it is a model that you can choose from. It's not a whole system change like Holacracy. Because every organization is different, and when you choose the element that fits the organization, from my point of view, success is rather possible than with a whole system change. If you had the constellation work here, who decides to have a whole system change? Who? Everyone is affected from the whole system change, but not everyone is ready for it. And then you say, okay, well, some people leave. Well, if you have concentric circles and the implementation process, this is already going deeper into the process of changing a whole organization. But you will start with one section of an organization, making experiences, sharing it.
Could we start practicing instead of talking about it?
How would you practice it?
Yeah. Do it.
With regard to the decision-making process, it's pretty similar to holacratic decision-making. And what I like in it is that you steer really gradually, and you can really, as you said, change again tomorrow. And the question is not you need to agree to that, but you just need to position yourself in the sense of, yes, it's good enough for now, and there is no danger for the entity. And this actually is already quite helpful. And with regard to changing a system, a total system, the introduction of holacracy, for instance, with a whole system change is, I believe, a lot of organizations are not ready to do that. But I could imagine that such a process already would help a lot.
So, picking up on your demand would be, suppose we are an organization and we just sit together and we try to consent on the question whether or not we will start making decisions in this way. Is it important for you? I repeat again, now we are having a consent about changing the rules for making decisions into the new version of, is it good enough for now, safe enough to try, combined always with the purpose of what we are doing? Any clarification questions? Just the purpose. Next 2-day workshop then. Okay, no clarifications. Objections from the moment now. Okay, now yes, it's good enough for now, safe enough to try. Are you consenting that we as an organization are starting this process? Yep.
Yes.
No.
Well, you would like to see what happens when there is a no. You need some clarification about what it is. Can you explain? Okay. So now we have an objection, and there are different processes that could help to go on with an objection. In the first, when we didn't agree upon a new way of finding decisions, we have to face it, this objection, in the old school way. So clarify. Listen, to what do you say yes when you say no to the decision now? I'm not trying to convince you, but I want to hear what is behind your objection now.
Missing understanding.
Would you be willing to ask a question?
For sure.
Just for my
The question is, what exactly will be different for me personally? Okay, you see, and we can proceed now with this question, and it's not needed that I, as a moderator of the circle, would answer. I hand it over to a person who is capable of answering. Usually you have the role of the moderating person, and I mix it now. Is this as an resonate with, give me some juice? Okay. Maybe you were a bit intrigued by the word simplicity, as I am as well. That's why I use it. It's acknowledging complexity, finding ways to deal with, knowing that complexity is only complex when it's not manageable. If it's manageable, it's complicated. If it's complex, it's not manageable in a traditional way of management. And as soon as it has to do with people, it's complex. In the most organizations, you have find people. So it's worthwhile addressing complexity with a way, not saying that we have simple rules for that. I answered one question that I saw, the amount of bureaucracy. When you gradually step into a sociocratic organization, can be rather low impact. Again, with a whole system change, you have to define all the processes before the roles have to be defined, and it's a huge amount of work at the same time. So that's why I tend to prefer sociocracy 3.0. Now there are questions.
Thank you. There is actually no question. There is an answer to your question before. What is happening to you as you agree to his question of joining into sociocracy? And I would say primarily there is no change, but it is more of a potential change, because any organization has a meter level on which it defines itself, its interactions, its structures, hierarchies and everything, or non-hierarchical things. And you decide that you're not only going to change the level you're at, but a meter level as well. So if you are not happy with the structure in which you're in, you cannot only complain, but you can also change it actively by having an open discussion and creating new circumstances that fit your needs better. It's kind of democracy inside of a democracy, or however you'd like to call that. But it's like an amplified level of freedom, I guess.
Thank you for answering the question. One, I suspected maybe this was a role-playing to find out how it works. But it's helpful to have this kind of clarification, and I'm very fascinated to have so young people here in the circle speaking competently from a perspective knowing sociocracy or holocratic processes. Thank you.
To be honest, I've never heard of it before.
Sorry?
To be honest, I've never heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In your experience, if you are a kind of green culture, you probably go ahead with these questions. It's easy to say, well, go ahead. It's information enough. I'm safe enough. But probably real problems will emerge in the following meetings. In your experience, it's a kind of delaying the rise of the problems sometimes?
Yes. It's possible. There are no guarantees. People have to learn that their yes, it's good enough for now, safe enough to try, really matters. And that they have the right to come back, but the objection then has... maybe you can solve it in a smaller circle. as a whole organization, we don't have very often these consent rounds where everyone is making a decision. So it will be dispersed to different circles. Shall I? Would you be willing just to stand up, take your post-it, and whether or not, if it's totally ignored, please leave it where it is. If it is slightly touched, move it to process or art.
I have a question. Comparison to holacracy, this gentleman already pointed out some differences. Can you say more about it?
I try.
Okay. Because it's probably easier than describing the whole social crisis. It doesn't, fit into this time frame. Or?
Thank you for the diagonal. Well, time is a strange thing. Sie eilet und doch steht sie still. So we have 2 minutes left. And yes, I would love to explore more on holacracy differences or similarities. It's very similar. Sociocracy 3.0 picks up... What's your question? Sociocracy 3.0 picks up... is a later stage this kind of organization. So it's the traditional sociocracy, then you have a split to holacracy, and sociocracy 3.0 picks up what new came within while preserving the focus on the purpose. Purpose. If we know what purpose is, but that would have one of the challenges as well to clarify the purpose. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you would like to switch on the meta level awareness, what did we do this afternoon within the design of the workshop? What happened to you while constellation work? What happened now when we split up? In what ways could that be helpful for you? And we don't, if you like, share it with one person, but not harvesting and listening to everyone, but just shortly, because if you listen to what you say, you understand what you think. It's helpful. It's helpful, this thing of talking, exchanging, and thinking. Let's do it, and then I finish on time. Thank you very much.